Blackstone Audio presents What We Lost in the Dark by Jacqueline Michard. This book is read by Rebecca Gibble. 1. All the Lost Pieces. Picture yourself in a helicopter, looping slowly down from heaven. First, it looks like a child's map of what Earth offers. Green and blue and beige. Dark and light. The green resolves into broad hills thick with trees, a green beard chopped off by the craggy throats of glacial bluffs, dropping away to sparkly beaches. Even from this great height, the water is so clear that you can see the bottom, and the bottom could be hundreds of feet from the surface. You think, it's a sea. But no, it's a lake. Massive and majestic. The greatest of all lakes. It's called Superior. Now you descend. You can tell the red pines from black spruce at this height. You begin to hear the restless fingers of the wind among all those branches. Closer, you spot the little town. It's named after a harbor narrow as a creek but deep as a river. No one pays attention to the small freighters that load and unload there. Everyone sees the big winged yachts with their showy masts, polished deck rails, and ironic names. Nick's Waterloo. Enter the Titan. That's the pretty side of town. There's a dark side. And an even darker side. And there was before I was ever born. There are ghosts. Some of them are ordinary ghosts. The lost and drowned who kissed their children and went hopefully off to their work and never returned. They died in terror. No one here tonight thinks of the most famous boat that plied Lake Superior, the one immortalized in song, the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, an iron ore boat. Sank in a gale just 15 miles from Whitefish Bay, with 29 men, sons and fathers and husbands. That was just one of the boats, wooden and steel, claimed by the lake. There have been hundreds. Of course, there are hundreds, not even counting the fishing boats and pleasure boats and little sailboats with two people who set out smiling into the sun and end up soaked and disoriented in a world of hurt. Sometimes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?